The president spoke for 40 minutes to a crowd that university police estimated at more than 26,000. He said repeatedly that they need to get energized about the upcoming election to match the enthusiasm on the other side.
They're betting on your apathy, especially because a lot of you are young folks. So, Madison, you've got to prove them wrong. Let's show Washington one more time. Change doesn't come from the top. It doesn't come from millions of dollars of special interest funded attack ads. Change happens from the bottom up. Change happens because of you.
The president attacked the Republican platform, saying the GOP's centerpiece idea was to extend tax cuts for the rich. He also defended a piece of the new health care law passed by Democrats.
Let me just see a show of hands. How many people are under the age of 26 in this crowd? Every single one of you, when you get out of college, if you have not found a job that offers you health care, you're going to be able to stay on your parents' health care until you're 26 years old, so you don't end up taking the risk of getting sick and being bankrupt.
Yesterday's rally shows without a doubt the president can still fire up a crowd in Madison, although history suggests Democrats have their work cut out for them getting those young people to vote in a midterm. State GOP Chair Reince Priebus issued a statement saying that Democrats are trying to artificially create enthusiasm while Republicans have been energized for months now. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.